B-Pod Studios.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zillack and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, DJ, it's very interesting to me. The Patriots had multiple conversations with J.C. Jackson once during the season, and that offer was basically a non-starter. And then again, right around the combine, and, you know, there's some talk about the offer being as upwards of $17 million a year. But when I talked to a source last night, I said, were the Patriots ever really close to what the Chargers offered and ever close to bringing J.C. back? And I was told, not really. So the Patriots now look at a situation where, well, they don't have a number one corner. Jalen Mills was their opposite corner last year. They had to play more zone because of it. And Mills was solid for them last season. But again, they tended to be a in-your-face physical man-to-man football team. And when you look at the names out there, there aren't too many of them. In fact, you start looking at it and you say there's a lot of cast-offs and some older guys, guys like Joe Hayden, Jackrabbit Jenkins, who just got released a short time ago, who's 34. You know, Joe Hayden is 32 going on 33. Bradley Roby's another guy that you look at, Steven Nelson. So they're going to have to really figure out a way to piece this together. I guess the one thing I would say about Bill Belichick is, look, if they have personnel that says they should play more zone, they'll play more zone. If they have personnel that says we can get in your face to play man-to-man, we'll play man-to-man. I think it's also interesting right now that the Patriots have done a lot of things to bring back their own guys. And a lot of their old guys are coming back. Matthew Slater, Devin McCourty, on and on that list goes. Nick Folk. Those have been their big signings after spending a zillion dollars thereabouts in free agency a year ago.
It's very disappointing that the Patriots were not closer with J.C. Jackson than they were. J.C. Jackson goes to the Chargers yesterday on a deal that will pay him an average annual salary of $16.5 million. J.C. Jackson gets $40 million guaranteed in his deal on a five-year deal, $82.5 million total. He's gone. And according to Evan Lazar, the Patriots last made an offer of 3 years and $51 million, which, without knowing the guaranteed offer there, I'm going to assume that it was considerably less than the $40 million that he did get guaranteed with the Chargers. And many times that is the deciding factor for a lot of teams.
Do you think they were close on that number, though? Do you think that was the actual number? And I know Lazar's reporting that, but I think that's a high number for them.
So you think it's wrong?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go based on what he said.
Yeah.
He's a lot closer to this than I am.
And me. Yeah.
So I'm gonna take it at face value for now. And if true, which, of course, with any report, sometimes they're wrong. But if true, is complete madness in that the Patriots would have looked at the player and thought, okay, he's not worth that $20 million that he wants that Jalen Ramsey got. And his agent has been reportedly telling people at the combine.
You'd be going back and forth with the Chargers on this. You would be in the mix.
That if you don't give me the Jalen Ramsey money, I'm not picking up the phone. Well, that would be a stupid thing to do, as we said a couple of weeks ago. And, well, that turned out to not be true. They did pick up the phone, and they got a good contract from the Chargers. But it is not a contract that is prohibitive. It's not a contract that breaks the bank. It is not a market-setting contract. It's a market-value contract, but it's not absurd for a corner of the quality of J.C. Jackson. It's not. $40 million guaranteed, which is $9 million more than the guarantee that this very team gave Jonnu Smith a season ago. They gave him $31.25 million guaranteed to a guy who had never played a snap for the New England Patriots. In fact, they guaranteed all kinds of money to a bunch of different guys last offseason. And to think that he was worth in the ballpark of what the franchise tag number was at 17.3, they had him in that ballpark on a three-year deal, but didn't want to do the $40 million guaranteed and stretch that out to a five-year deal at his age. I don't get that. I don't get why they wouldn't do that.
That's why the number doesn't make sense to me. Because
it makes all the sense in the world to me. It required more real, actual paid-out money.
Well, that's the
$40 million bucks.
Yeah.
They would have had to guarantee him $40 million. That's the difference. It's real money, not cap money, not AAVs. It's real hard. No matter what happens, we got to owe you this money. It's a real money issue.
Then that's the gap. That's where the gap was.
Of course
the gap was
in
the guarantee.
Yeah. Okay, but if you want the player, you've got to be willing to get to that guaranteed money.
That's what works.
And if you're willing to offer three at 51 and you think, yeah, he's worth about $17 million a year, well, then you like the player enough to do the deal.
That's
the deal that would have been required to get it done.
Guarantee the first 2 years. That's all you had to do. Because then you're really at 34 then. Like, you're already in that ballpark of the
first. Yes. Right. And if you would offer that.
Just guarantee the 2 years.
If you would offer that a month ago or 2 months ago or a season ago, you would have had him.
Right.
You could have done it. And as I said all year long, that it was going to be a bad look if the Patriots guaranteed all that money that they guaranteed last offseason and then they lose J.C. Jackson. It's going to be bad. I think it's worse today because the contract is not absurd. He did not get a stupid contract. He got what number one corners are getting. And he did not get the highest amount or the best contract. He's just in the mix among the best corners in the game.
Still right $3 million shy of Ramsey.
Yeah.
Three per year. That's a 5 year deal? So the,
yeah, his was 5 and 100.
$15 million.
His was 5 and 100. His J.C. Jackson's is 5 and 82.
Yeah.
There's a gap there.
Big gap.
He didn't get the best money or the most money. Or because he's hitting free agencies like this receiver, Christian Kirk, who gets signed to a ridiculous contract to go to Jacksonville. He didn't get
one of those deals.
He didn't get a stupid, insane deal. Is anyone reacting to the J.C. Jackson deal going, oh, my God, what are the Chargers doing? No, it's an overwhelmingly positive reaction today. Wow, good for the Chargers. Way to get a good player.
What are you thinking if you're Gilmore?
If this player came back on this contract today to the Patriots, no one would think it was a bad deal. Everybody here would say, good. J.C. Jackson's back. That's good. And he's not here.
What do you think on Gilmore from a number standpoint? If you look at, okay, if he's the top guy, which a lot of everybody pretty much on every list had J.C. number one.
He's older. He's
not the same. He's older.
Been paid. I don't know what the tie-in is.
I mean, what's his number come in at?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think moving forward because this is what's available. And like Giardi said, there's not many guys out there on the street right now. It's slim pickings. It's the older, broken down guys, but yeah, guys that have miles on them, or else you're gambling going into the draft. They may be dead set saying, we're getting the next guy in the draft. And we'll just roll with what we know. We like this class. Because it doesn't feel like they like the free agency class. You had the top guy and never really got past that first offer. If you really love the player, you would get past this first offer, or at least you'd be back and forth saying you're in the mix here with the Chargers.
So I know that there is also a thought that if the Patriots are willing to give him that money, that three at 51, then why wouldn't they tag him? Why not just pay him? Why not pay him the 17 plus
on
the tag
there
at
17.
This year?
Yep.
And I think that answer is pretty easy. They didn't want to get Joe Tooney'd again. So would they be better in the short term? Yeah, they would. They'd fully guarantee the money. They'd pay it all out. It would all count against the cap. That leaves you no room to maneuver over the course of, in their offer, 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Or in the Chargers' offer over the course of 5 years where they can move money around. You can't do it on a one-year deal. So it's worse for your accounting when you do it on that one-year deal. And he would then have zero motivation to sign a longer-term deal with you. J.C. Jackson would take the 17-plus million guaranteed, and then he hit the market in a year or get tagged again in a year. And in whatever way it took him to get his money, he was going to get it. So J.C. Jackson could have taken the tag, fully guaranteed, 17, and then hit the market and gotten the same guaranteed money that he got this year, assuming another good year of play, that he'd get next year. And then he'd be looking at nearly $60 million guaranteed. And the Patriots would still be sitting there a year from now without a corner. So I do say that the right move was trying to sign him to a longer-term deal. It's just that the Patriots weren't really willing to do it. And that, to me, is just not acceptable given the kind of money they spent last year and where they spent it. It's not. This is a player who played here, produced here, was very good once you traded away Stephon Gilmore. And I know that the Patriots listen, got smoked at the end of the year by a team that can throw the football. And J.C. Jackson had his struggles against the Buffalo Bills. No one's forgetting that here, okay? But J.C. Jackson was the reason why you could completely screw up the Stephon Gilmore situation the way the team did at the end and still be okay defensively last season.
Yes.
He helped the team make up for that loss.
It was just,
and his reward was watching the Jonnu Smiths of the world get, you know, $30+ million guaranteed. That sucks. That's not, I don't think it's good for the culture either, but
it's,
I think that's
for
a
inside
separate
business.
It's not good for
inside business.
It's not good
for
the locker room, yep. But that's a separate conversation than what we're having right now.
It'd be interesting to know if there would have been the ability to meet in the middle on 4 years. That's it. You know, because you'd think for JC, it should have been at least a consideration. And with the Patriots,
get out a year sooner and hit the market again.
Yeah.
Right.
Get more
like
money.
Just, it's
that's when your TV money, I mean, that's when the gambling money kicks in too.
You know?
Way
yep.
up.
Could
way
you
up.
Could you have met there at four? And it had to have been discussed.
Like the player, like him at 17 a year, don't like him enough for $40 million or 5 years. Well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you want him or not? Do you want the player or not? What's the point of that 3-year offer? You know you weren't going to get him back on that. Did you just want to do it for appearances?
So you could say that you did.
Is that why? You just wanted to be able to say you made an offer?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, like I said, the Patriots, like a lot of good teams, they're running it back. So running it back, except the team they're running back couldn't win a playoff game. And the rest of their conference got better. So bless you.
Excuse me. That came quick.
So if you're running it back, I don't know if this is the team you want to run back. Yeah. The Rams might want to run it back. The Bengals are getting better. They were in the Super Bowl. Brady's trying to run it back. Pats are running it back, too. Hooray.
That's the way they run it back. Run it back.
Yeah. More on that next.
See next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zillack and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Run it back. Boy, last year was so good. Pats, run it back. Get everybody. Oh, wait. They lost J.C. Jackson. But bring back all the old guys. Bring them all back. If you're on the wrong side of 30, the Patriots won. You.
Kicking game will be good.
Josh in the mail truck tweeting us. Old guys.
Yeah.
The opposite of the young guys. Old guy.
Did you hear?
They didn't bring back Van Noy. He's going to be 31. So that's not on brand.
So did you hear the news coming out of Dallas? Randy Gregory has changed his mind. So Dallas offered him a 3-year, $40 million fully guaranteed contract.
Every dime of it guaranteed.
Every single dime of it guaranteed. Okay. This guy's a badass pass rusher. He said, I'm good. I'm going to I'm changing my mind. I'm going to Denver. So another monster pass rusher goes to the AFC West. I'm going to go play Russ Wilson in Denver. I'm going to leave here and go play in Denver. Like, wow. Like, that doesn't happen where you get a marquee pass rusher that is your guy that you come to terms with on a fully guaranteed $40 million contract, and he pulls the plug. Whoa, that's a good get for Denver. That is a damn good get for Denver. I'd take him over Mack. I'd take him over Khalil Mack. Boy, Josh got to do something.
That division.
The Raiders just paid their guy.
And that division is getting
okay,
insane.
He's okay. But, like, you need to add something, Josh. Jesus.
So Randy Gregory.
Randy Gregory's going to the West.
Okay, I'm looking at the deal. I'm reading that the report from ESPN this morning said for Randy Gregory, it was 5 years, $70 million, $28 million guaranteed.
I saw three for 40, and it was 13 per year.
Yeah, I'm just
fully
saying.
Fully guaranteed.
ESPN updated it.
Okay.
Because they said Gregory's contract comes a day after sources told ESPN that the Cowboys agreed to a new 3-year, $40 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. Oh, that was the deal for DeMarcus Lawrence. Did you confuse the two deals?
No.
Yeah, Randy Gregory's 5 years, crazy. 70, 28 guaranteed.
And he's now rejected that and will go to Denver instead.
Man.
Who has the Denver thing?
Yeah.
He's the crazy. Who had that T-bone during the break here?
Rap Sheet.
Vic Lombardi.
Okay, so more than one report. Yeah. Rap Sheet said, and so it's the Broncos, not the Cowboys. They are in agreement with Randy Gregory. My understanding is Dallas insisted on contract language that Gregory did not like. It was protecting the Cowboys. And so he now, in a dispute over some of the language, is moving on and going to Denver.
Cowboys are losing some guys. You know, you lose
that division is going to be terrible.
And NFL Network says that deal in Denver will be 5 years, $70 million, which will be in line with what he had previously agreed to with Dallas.
Wow.
The DeMarcus Lawrence deal was the 3 years, $40 million, because that didn't make sense to me.
I got screwed up on that one.
Given that Matthew Judon's contract with the Patriots last year was what, like $60 million?
But Gregory's the nut job. He's the one that's like unblockable.
Yeah. Yeah. Mac Jones remembers.
Yeah. Almost killed him. Almost decapitated him.
Yeah. Judon signed 4 years, 56 last year here in New England. And he is not the marquee player that Gregory is. I mean, he's
the true homewrecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is in Nashua. Hi, Jeff.
What's going on? Wow, this thing with Josh, poor man. Although, you know, with all the money he got, and hopefully he enjoys lettuce wraps at P.F. Chang's, but good luck corralling the talent. Now, with Winovich out, is it R.I.P. Milk Mondays?
Yes.
Yes.
R.I.P.
So milk is dead to us now?
Yeah.
All right. Damn.
I'm out on Big Dairy. Anyway.
Never really drink milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time you had a cup of milk.
The philosopher would say, you know, it either happened by mistake or it happened on purpose. Tomorrow, the Celtics play Dallas. Or no, I wanted to not that's the Warriors, but I wanted to talk about the Celtics and Dallas from the other day. Jaylen, for a quick minute, was on a roll in the first half. After he posterized whatever stiff Dallas had on the floor at the time and then went out of his way to dab up KG, was late getting back on D, the team just continued to defer to him for his heat check, you know, which is four shots and bricks, and he never seemed to get back on track.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best dunk I've seen in 5 years, and if he wants to dab up KG, I had no problem with that. That was awesome. He posterized that guy. That was a badass dunk right down the middle of the lane. KG's there. It's his night. Slap him. You get back. It wasn't long. It was a quick dap, and then boom, he took off. Now, what you can worry about is you get it into a team. That's a good team, Dallas. Same record as you, right? Getting a series that we talk about getting into these series. And what if somebody neutralizes Jason Tatum? Is Jaylen Brown ready to step up? That's that type of day where maybe he needed to be better.
Josh and Averill. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas, great show. Always one of the highlights of my day. yeah, I was two quick things. I was going to say, just losing J.C. Jackson was very disappointing. I think he definitely had a place on this team, and you know, they should have anteed up the. They should have at least tried to go for 4 years with him. And I'm totally with Zolak here. I think if the Patriots don't make a splash today, then you know things are looking real, real bleak out there.
I mean, they got to be in on somebody. Get in on somebody today. You know, show you at the pulse. And they've always replaced corners. I get it. But I'm not ready to be sit back and be patient for 2 years and see the next guy they develop. You know, I need a plug-and-play guy. I mean, they went out and paid Jalen Mills last year. It was really to play safety and nickel. You know, sort of be that combo-type player, holy not crap. Really be an outside guy.
What? Something just stopped me dead in my tracks. We have a Yeti sighting here at the Sports Hub party. Adam Moscatel just walked by the studio.
Is he cute?
Is he clean? I swear to God, that's Porky. But wait, hold on. He's right there somewhere.
Where?
Behind that wall. I can't see him at the moment, but it was.
Were the arms swinging? Was he across a creek?
Oh, did you have to come pick a checkup?
Wow. He's doing a funny thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like many offices in America, people are starting to make their way back to them.
Well, people have been telecommuting and working hard, but working hard
once
from
a week now?
Remote locations.
How's the drive in at 10?
How's the drive in at 11? Roads must be clear.
All right. Wow. Good to see him.
Damn. I had a gasp there. What? Wow.
617-359 Adam. Yep. Give him a call.
Want to advertise here.
12:30. Done for the day.
Well, it's on his way out.
He came in for the free food. Yeah.
What's the expression? Nature is healing.
Ryan is in Malden. Ryan.
Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
You're not going to get me this time. You can keep trying. Nope, ain't going to get me. So you guys are talking about Brady. You guys are talking about Brady. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so you guys are talking
Ryan, you know what Ryan sounds like? You're on hold, Ryan. I didn't hang up. He sounds like your cousin from Boston a little bit.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought he sounds like the Elvis impersonator from Connecticut.
Sounds like a little bit like your cousin from Boston. Hey, Ryan.
Mom, Boston.
Oh, I just might be. But, yeah, so you guys were talking about Brady, and obviously he's coming back this year. And you guys were asking if he'll be back next year. And I think it's a 100% he'll be back next year, but for a different team. Oh. But if he has a bad year this year and he tries to pull this BS malarkey that he's going to, I want to retire again. And after the 5 weeks spending with Super Dad and being with Giselle and the kids making pancakes and bacon – I ain't going to buy it because everything he put us through this year, I mean, through the last 2 months, you know, I mean, come on.
All right, fair point.
All right, so, Peter, you brought it up earlier.
Fair point, Ryan. Ted Johnson, I thought, made an excellent point on this yesterday. He said, no more talk about your family. I don't want to hear about that anymore. I don't want to hear about you spending time with your family, the pull, the pull and tug of the family, the sacrifice.
Fill that bucket up.
Shut up. Stop talking about it. You're either playing football or you're not. We don't care about that anymore. I don't want to hear about that. Don't want to hear about you want to be on the East Coast? Nope. Don't want to hear
Close
any of that
New
anymore.
York.
Don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Put an end to that.
He does bring up an interesting point, though. Meaning, what about that second year? Because right now, that $10.5 million kicker right there is a placeholder. That's just money sitting there. So they have to do a deal. And does Brady put the language in a deal that gives him the out for year two? I'll let you.
Is that what the
you're
meeting
gonna
was
pay
the other
me.
Day?
You're going to pay me. But I'll do it for a year, but I want the ability that if things aren't right next year and we age, I want the ability to walk.
Cousin from Boston. You were going to say something there, Hardy.
No, that was essentially it, that you had kind of brought this up earlier. And Brady, like, what does this mean for next year? I'm with Ted. I don't want to hear about it. And quite frankly, when he does actually retire the next time, it better be real simple. Like, that's it. I'm done. Thank you. You don't get to do 8 pages on Instagram.
No more written statements.
And have everybody
That's over.
Have everybody fawning over you and talking about it. No, you get that once. You did that. You came back. Hell,
that's why you need a press
weeks.
Conference.
It's more like 3.5 weeks later. You decide that that's not quite the case. So when it is all over the next time around, you just say it, and you don't get to speculate about it. Nope.
The Sports Hub NFL free agency tracker is live. All the rumors and signings are updated as they happen. Just go to 985thesportshub.com/tracker. Hardy has some free agency news right now and headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Louth not hovering as much over there today, T-Bone, from what I could tell. Tuesday of free agency, not as busy.
Oh, he didn't sleep.
Not
the
as
night
dramatic.
Before.
Maybe he didn't sleep last night. Maybe he was grinding it out on Twitter all night.
It's so funny.
Burning the midnight oil on NFL free agency.
He kept coming in here. He's fake cleaning this office back here.
Yeah.
He keeps rearranging
like,
the pens.
Like stacking things like.
Oh, there's 17 pens in here.
Oh, look. Yeah.
Just as I thought.
You guys need a pencil sharpener?
Maybe it's because he sees the Patriots are running it back. Maybe that's what it is. And that's what upsets him. Yeah.
Now he's just staying in his office.
Wait, he was texting his takes earlier. Wait, hold on.
Well, I think he got mad at me earlier because he and I had a Zoom call. That
today does end in a Y. So
I was in his office this morning before the show.
Yeah.
To find people at the USGA, you know, US Open coming up. Yeah. Big deal.
Less than 100 days away now.
I know. So he says, before we get on the call, he's like, got to keep my phone in position here in case news breaks. You know, I said, what? He goes, man, you know, that's legal tampering. I said, and what are you going to do if it does? Like, and?
He
and
said,
then what?
I'm here to help you. He said, if you need help,
we're not on the air. Yeah, what?
I said, just text us. Put us on the text.
Does he run down the hallway to TNR morning to tell them things?
I don't know.
Well, they weren't here today.
Well, they'd have to be here.
Place was empty.
Right. Yeah. Was Wallach here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
His tires work today.
Tire trouble.
No one is more concerned with what's going on there than Zoe.
Well, it's not like it hasn't been talked about. This thing's been, it's been in the works for a while.
What's been in the works?
The tire issue and the... Remember, he couldn't find a place to get the tires at a certain time.
Well, he had issues with the tires before. Was it more tire trouble this morning?
The tire blew out this morning, so he had to
blow out.
Well, tire punctured, and he had to turn around and go home.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do we know that's accurate?
Yes, that was according to the producer.
T-Bone, you say yes?
Yeah, that's what Dan O'Brien said.
Or maybe he never left the house.
Maybe his water heater broke.
Wow.
Is that, that's the gold standard.
Fine. That's
fine. We can do that.
Maybe you got to. Maybe you go buy one,
and okay, then
you
don't even end up
using that one. I don't know.
Zoe's mad now.
I'm not mad.
You're just ticked. You got the underbite. You're ticked.
He's pissed. No, I have corned beef stuck in my tooth.
He's pissed now.
Come on.
Well, what's a bigger loss to the family? One tire on one car or the hot water heater for the home?
Well, the interior water damage. Heater impacts the entire family. The
I give Zoe credit for only missing a day of work.
Right.
That's you need to take some family leave when you lose a water heater. How many gallons was it?
It was a small one. It's a small builder's grade one. Crappy water heater. Original hot water.
How many gallons you got there now?
I don't know gallon content. I don't study that crap.
But you don't have to study it.
Works.
Just look at it.
Like I wanted the Endless, and that thing was like $4,000 or $5,000. You can't put that one in. Jesus.
Well,
do you have the Endless at home?
Endless?
Yeah, it's on the wall.
I think you're talking tankless. Yeah, you're talking about tankless.
No,
all the hot water you want.
No,
like a hotel,
which typically you need gas for.
Yeah, don't have that.
Yeah.
Amazing taste, Zoe's water.
He's going to send another song.
No, we're not going to do
really
this.
Really brewed the finest tea.
Okay, and we cut it. Done.
When did that happen? Was that in the summer months?
No, it was spring.
Are we coming up on the one-year
anniversary of it? Yeah.
Anniversary? I mean, are you going to have a...
I got June 11th.
Are you going to have a memorial
June
mass?
11th. June 11th? That's spring.
Is there going to be a memorial mass this coming spring for the...
What day of the week was that? Year? Was that a Friday?
In memorial.
I can get my balls busted because it was a Friday, right? No, it wasn't a Friday.
I never said anything.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
That's not true. That is not call, true. Right?
No.
Not true at all.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Oh, where were we? Running it back.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Louth. That's right. Louth. And maybe he's
rib.
He doesn't want to hang around with us anymore.
Hey, they got them shirts. Like one more.
Oh yeah.
We're not done.
Hey, break out the one more
run
shirts.
It back.
If you have any leftover one more Patriot shirts from a couple of years ago.
It was June 11th, and it was a Friday.
That was a Friday.
It was. It definitely was.
My apologies.
Louth said, why do people have a lack of confidence about the Patriots ending up with a number one corner? They are on a heater for the last decade. Zoe's already
I
laughing.
Love him. I love
why
him.
Are you laughing?
I love him. That's such Louth.
A heater.
So Louth. Heater.
A water heater.
They maybe. Are. I mean, they've replaced guys that have departed. They have. And done a good job at it. That's the one area he nails. But again, I go to my thing. They fail at drafting the guy. They're better at developing, guys that are unrestricted for some reason. And again, I think it's, I got to go in there and bust my ass. And you open eyes when you go to camp. And you hustle all over the place. You're not sitting there cushy, take this play off, that play off.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to pull my hand
out. All right, so here's the list.
Today.
I want to give you the list.
It was a good list.
It was Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis.
1 year.
Malcolm Butler, Stephon Gilmore,
didn't play.
J.C. Jackson.
You want to know why people get worried about it?
Because three of those guys were not on the team. Two of them were acquired as free agents in Revis and Gilmore with big time money, and the other one was traded for mid season when it was a freaking disaster. Were they on a heater when they needed a trade for Aqib Talib? Just curious.
No,
the heater.
And did they handle the Malcolm Butler situation well? The same guy who didn't play in the Super Bowl
didn't feel that way.
Was Stephon Gilmore handled well?
At the end, no. Okay. At the beginning, yes. They broke the bank and paid him a big-time contract at midnight of free agency.
So I understand what Jim is saying about, people should have confidence in the Patriots getting a good cornerback. It just, why do you have to put us through the stress of either screwing up a deal or sitting a guy down when it could have possibly helped you win a Super Bowl or not giving a guy like J.C. Jackson money for, maybe one more year. If you were really offering 3 years and $51 million, okay, 17 a year. He ended up getting 16 and a half.
Well, it's obvious.
In L.A. for 5 years.
Did you want him? No.
Could you have kept him? Could you have done something for maybe a fourth year?
It's to his point, too. There's an issue with the guarantee. They didn't want to go big-time guarantee if they thought there's something with this guy. Whether it's off the field, whether it's on the field. On the field, he's there every snap. The guy's changed agents, three or four times? He always keeps talking out publicly, I got to get paid. They don't like that.
It looks like he landed on a good one.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, maybe they were in at the dollar value, but we're not going there with the guarantee. Like, he had to earn every year. And that's part of it. Like, did they feel like he was going to take his foot off the gas once he got the guarantee? I don't know. I don't know the player personally. They do. But man, if it's like, definitely we got to keep this guy. But who have they done that with?
With corners?
No, with anybody on their team. Like, you're going to get the guarantee. I mean, we're going to pay you. We're going to do the contract. Trey Flowers? No, he had to go get his. I'm trying to go through it. Gilmore's money came up again. He had to fight to get the five fronted to him. And then they weren't going to front any more to him this year. So he had a leg issue. Receivers?
Recently, there aren't a lot recently, but historically over Bill's time, you know, Seymour ended up getting his deal. Mankins ended up getting a deal.
Yeah, but they end up leaving. I'm saying they'll be
well,
to
the end,
the
but,
guy.
But they
yeah.
got that second deal. They got paid in there yeah. at some point, right?
Ty got his money kind of in the middle here.
Yeah, it wasn't really billed.
Wasn't really.
Nope.
Vince
Wilfork.
Vince played it. Remember, Vince held out.
Yeah, Wilfork, yeah. Mankins, Seymour.
Wilfork.
Some of these guys got
Wilfork's
paid.
Wilfork's really, yeah.
But corners?
But Vince had to force it.
It's never happened with
never
corners.
Never happened on corners. He lets them walk. Throw Logan Ryan in the mix. Put his name in there, too.
But he'll go sign Darrell Revis. Good. He'll go sign Stephon Gilmore. That's good.
I love Tlaib.
He'll trade for Tlaib, but then once he was here, wouldn't pay him on a new deal.
Yep. Denver did. He went 36 at Denver. Yeah. Or 40-plus. Yeah. Then won a Super Bowl there. That was a damn good defense, that Denver defense. Wade Phillips. Did a good job out there.
Here's something new for you.
What do you got?
Deshaun Watson has another new team to go talk to.
It's going to grow. Oof.
Jordan Schultz reports that according to a league source, Deshaun Watson will also be meeting with the 49ers.
Brady's going to kill someone today.
The Saints remain the front runners, according to this report, based on trade assets and their desire to acquire the 26-year-old superstar quarterback. Decision likely by tomorrow.
That doesn't make sense.
How the Saints are going to do it? They have no cap space, guys. They have no money.
Well, San Francisco gave up the whole boatload to go get their guy.
How are they going to be?
Like
so
Brady
aggressive?
Made sense at San Fran. It's a 1-year deal. It's a plug and play, turnkey. Then you're gone. Then the kid's ready.
My God, guys.
Watson's 26.
Yeah.
What are you getting on Watson for?
If you're getting on Watson right now, it's for 10 years.
Then you effed up. But
well, that's what you told me yesterday. They screwed up with their draft pick last year.
And maybe they're not going to be held accountable or liable for it. Because why? Because you got to the NFC title game, even with Jimmy. You didn't even play Trey Lance. We allowed you to go get Trey Lance. But, boy, if you could land Watson, get us to 12 wins, we don't care. We don't care how bad you screwed our draft up. That team's loaded. That's a good roster. You can make the case that's the best roster in the league.
All right, we got some open phone lines. Grab one right now. 617-779-0985. Reaction to the Patriots rolling it back, running it back, bringing all the old guys back in, letting J.C. Jackson go. The NFL offseason is, well, almost in full swing now here. A lot of action happening today. Your thoughts on all of this coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zillack and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tweet from Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football.
Good morning, football.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's also the senior national writer for FoxSports.com. That I did not realize.
Shrags.
But Schrags is plugged in, and he just tweeted this out. The 49ers are not meeting with Deshaun Watson. I just said this off the air, and I can't back this up with anything in terms of putting together a list of evidence. Yeah. Or tweets, but Milliken agreed with me right away when I said it, and I would say he's a good judge of something like this. Is Jordan Schultz a guy who just takes a lot of L's in his reporting?
I mean, like, I was told this morning by basketball coaches, you know, the only shot you're going to make is the one you take, and the less shots you take, the less you make. And sometimes you throw enough against the wall, something's going to stick.
Was your basketball coach Michael Scott?
No, was he 0 for 20?
Yeah.
At the line?
Wayne Gretzky?
Which I believe is what they use at Northwestern and Columbia. All the good journalism schools.
Missouri, for sure.
Throw a lot of stuff up against the wall. Eventually, something's going to stick.
And you run with it. I nailed it. We talked about this 10 minutes ago. It doesn't make sense for San Francisco to be in on him if they got their guy. Now, you could do a quick fix with a veteran, but Deshaun Watson at 26 coming into your program, that's your franchise quarterback for the next 10, 12 years, as long as he stays clean. You know?
So, back to the report. He says no Niners. Not happening.
Okay. I believe that.
I'd take Schrags.
I believe Schrager.
I take Schrags on that one.
You get people in the league calling them, telling them, hey, let's get our network out there. Tell them, we're not in on him. What the hell are you doing?
Joe's in Connecticut today. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Fan of the show. Doing well, although I'm a little uneasy here. I'm looking at some of these free agent receivers, seeing what they're getting.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling. And I want to remind you, last year, Kendrick Bourne signed a 3-year, $15 million total. He might command that if he was a free agent per year this year, looking at what these guys are getting. I'm very nervous that we may sign Marquez Valdez-Scantling upwards of $10, $11 million. And, you know, I look at him as a downgrade from Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, but I mean, a downgrade from Aguilar at 6'4"? No, he's your deep ball guy. No, and he's playing that deep ball offense. I've seen enough from him.
But you told me yesterday, and I agreed with you, that it's not enough and it's not good enough.
It's not good enough. It's not. Like, I think Landry would fit better with the mix of guys you have. I think you have to understand, what are you going to go in a year with? Like, I think your tight ends are here, obviously. Jonnu Smith's money won't let him get dealt anywhere. So you got to take a chance with him. Plus, I think he'll be better. There's some athleticism there. Who the hell knows with Aguilar? I don't know. But you put Aguilar out there with Jarvis Landry in the slot and Bourne on the other side of him and maybe James White out of the backfield. Now you're like, you got something to defend. You do. But damn, I mean, maybe Bill's on us too. Maybe he knew or forecasted what's going to be the market for certain positions, not only this year, but the year ahead. If he thought the receiver market was going to explode, say, this year, like it has, and maybe they don't want to be in on the first, you know, tier guys that were there last year, which was sort of misjudged. They got in quick with those two guys on tier two. So, I mean, he hit on one, and it's to be determined with Aguilar. I just hold out hope Aguilar will be better. I do. I hold out hope. You know, maybe he didn't believe in the system. Maybe he didn't understand things. I don't know. You know, I'm not there. I'm not in the huddle. I'm not at practice. But I watch games. Just didn't look right.
We have some headlines here. We'll be back. No commercials. Fourth and final hour of the show. Did want to hit on the Red Sox for a moment at some point, if we could. If you'll allow it. Will you allow it, everyone? Will everyone allow for that today?
Milkinson. Yes. Milkinson. I cracked his back. He feels great now.
Oh, boy. All right. Red Sox items. And something Xander Bogaerts just said at spring training. We'll get to all this next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.